You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Today we're going to talk about marriage, and I'd like to say marriage is not, it's not a message for the husband and wives, for the married couples, but this is also involves every one of us. Whether you're single, you're a student, you got to understand what the Word of God says about marriage. And so, pag nag-share po tayo today, hindi lang po ito parang seminar na, uy, ito yung para sa husband, para sa wife, what am I doing here? I'm in the wrong place. No, you're not. And for all of you who are single here, we want to encourage you to have a vision that one day you're going to get married. That one day there's a man and there's a woman for you. That you don't just pick someone else who's trying to give you all these hugot lines and try to be sweet to you because they want to get your attention and want to have a relationship with you. That's not what the Bible says. There's more to it than you could ever imagine. For all of you who are students here, as you hear about God's word pertaining to marriage, maybe this is something that you need to pray for regarding your dads and moms and have a vision about a biblical portrait, a biblical picture that someday you're going to experience the way God wants us to experience, because alam niyo po, sa totoo lang, hindi lang po tayo nandito para ma-save. The whole deal is not for people just to be saved because we heard about the gospel. That's why we want you to grow in your relationship with God. That's why we ask you to be part of Victory Group. That's why we ask you to be part of this discipleship journey, because the whole deal is for you to be saved and for you to answer the call of God and your future life calling, and it has something to do that one day you're going to just walk along the aisle and say, I do. Everything is just packaged in. Kaya nga ang galing nung Knowing God, yung last series po natin, when we started to talk about January, about knowing God, because part of the deal is, God's plan for us is not just for us. The plan is for our children and our children's children. Kaya napakaganda, ang galing pong ginagawa ni Lord. Kung iniisip nyo po, it has something to do with this life, you're absolutely wrong. There's more than that you could ever imagine. It transcends from one generation after. Kaya ngayon, pagpupunta nyo rito, hindi lang kayo para makinig dito. Gusto ni Lord, involved siya. Gusto ni Lord, kasama sa lahat ng desisyon natin, sa buhay natin, kasama siya. Kasi nga, ang plano ni Lord, hindi lang para i-prosper yung business natin, para din sa magiging anak nyo at magiging apo po natin. Can you say amen to that? Grabe talaga. Can we just give the Lord a big, big hand for that? Alright, so this message is not just for the husband and wives, but it's for everyone. And so let's start by standing on our feet as we read God's word in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 to 32. Here's what the word of God says. In verse 31 of chapter 5, ESV, here's what it says. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Verse 32, this mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. This is the word of the Lord for all of us, and for the rest of the week, let's bow our heads and let's commit this time before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, who sacrificed, who gave himself up for us, because you want us to be saved. And Lord, thank you for everyone who's here today. We ask your Holy Spirit that you begin to unveil, open our minds, our eyes, our hearts for us to understand your word. And whatever situation we're into, whether husband and wives, students, children, single people, single parent, and maybe we are on our 50s, 60s. Father, thank you that this word is for us. May let the Holy Spirit grant us a spirit of revelation and understanding that we may know you more, and that we may fall in love with you, Jesus, that we may express our love towards the people that you want us to reach. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. And may this preaching, Lord, serves as an inspiration and an urgency, Father God, that we will look relationship and marriage, that you are the one, Lord, who is the example of how you express your love towards your church. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. Let me just refresh you and give you a summary of what we talk about when we started the topic, selfless. Sinabi po natin last week na how can we know what love is when we don't know who love is? It boils down to the person of God himself. The reality is, in this world, there's a lot of expectations. But the reality shows that there is a shortcomings in terms of the topic love. And people are looking for love. And they're trying to define what love is based on their experience, based on how they see, you know, the movies, the films, the television, the digital, and everything else. But guess what? We will never understand love unless you first experience who love is. It's not a question of what, but it's a question of who. Only if you know who and experience who, you will able to successfully love other person. Because apart from it, we will all fall short in love. We also said that your experience of Christ's love should be the expression of your love. You know, the Bible is so true when John himself, who is the apostle of love, gave us in his very text, his letter in love, when he said, we love because he first loved us. Kaya po tayo nagmamahal kasi nga na-experience natin yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon. Una-una po sa lahat, that's the foundation of everything. We will never love someone unless we first experience Christ's love. In other words, you can never forgive someone unless we all first God's forgiveness. We will never be patient, growing in love, unless you experience Christ's loving kindness and His patience for you. Many times, yung sinasabi nga ni Carlos kanina, ang dami nating shortcomings, ang dami nating, ang tigas ng ulo natin, ilang beses na, si Lord hindi pa rin nagbabago. Yung pananaw niya sa buhay natin, hindi nagbabago. There's such hope in love. Why? Because the only way we could express His love is only when we experience Christ's love. Sabi po natin last week, just as Christ loved us selflessly and sacrificially, we imitate to live a life of love. We are following what Christ did for us. We imitate and walk this life, and it's called the life of love. Is it possible? Yes. Bakit? Kasi nga, si Kristo po yung example natin. Hindi lang siya example natin. Only when you experience Christ's love that we could walk, experience, and may, and at the same time, express it towards others. The question is there a need for us to imitate Christ's love in spite of that there is a broken down or breakdown of marriages? And there should be. That is a challenge for us Christians. Even though that I know in our own life, in our own family, in our own neighborhood, in our own relatives, one way or the other, we know someone who has experienced suffering, who has experienced a heavy breakdown on their marriage life. Kasi nga, diba, naging part na ng society, natanggap na, na okay lang sa isang mag-asawa na magkaroon ng affair, magkaroon ng hiwalayan, at hindi nag-uusap. That imagine ngayon po, pinapasa sa Kongreso, dito pass the bill that, you know, they will legalize divorce. And the reason why, because lots of people would say, let's face the fact. Reality is, some of marriages can't work. And so we have to face the fact that divorce should be a law in the land. Well, what's the stand of, about the church regarding that? Well, it depends. All right? As much as possible, listen to this. We're not for divorce. We will never condone divorce. But there are situations. There should be an understanding of both the husband and wives regarding the situation. And let me tell you, even God Himself, all right, He's not after that. But in the way things are going on in this life, maybe we need to consider, but we are not saying that we are after divorce. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Our stand is we're always here to restore marriages and to restore relationships. I could tell you stories after stories that husbands and wives, they were separated, and because of the gospel, because they realized together about the mercy, the grace of God, that they end up being together once again. It's just like experience, you know, the second love, another kind of experience of love with Christ. And that's an amazing story. And so there is a meltdown, a breakdown of marriages, and breaking down of marriages leads to broken families. That's why people have a different view of marriages. Because of their experience, and I said last time, that because of what you see, what you hear, what you witness, eventually you begin to accept it and say, probably I'll become one of them. Because of bad experiences, you know, kids who have been in broken homes would say, hey, look, I don't want to experience what I experience right now, it's not going to work because mom and dad are not living together. Mom has a relationship with someone. Dad has a relationship with someone. And so I don't want to end up with that. And so my theory or my conclusion is I don't want to get married. It's not going to work. See? There's a lot of, in our young generation today, because of the fascination of relationships jumping to one another, they would end up by saying, hey, look, I don't want to end up becoming like that. Like dad and mom. That's a fact. And so people have a wrong view of marriage. To some people, they thought that for them to be happy, marriage is the answer. No, I promise you, for you to be happy, marriage could be a disaster. Yeah. If you thought that's the way for you to be married, to be happy, you're wrong. And you could ask married couples who's here today. And for you to be secure, all right, then I need someone that I need to be married. That's even wrong. You will never be secured in marriage. In fact, there's a lot of worries when you end up being in with someone that you live in as a lifetime partner. And the moment that you have kids, then it's another challenge. So marriage is not the solution. People say there's a soulmate out there that I'm still waiting, because for me to be married, I need to see Mr. Right, all right, and Miss Right. So for me to be married, dapat compatible. Kaya yung mga hugot lines lang yung mga, feel ko mouse tayo, kasi click tayo eh. Yung mga ganun tipo, parang, hello, parang everything is more of what? Kilig effect. Everything boils down of trying to make your emotions, di ba? Steer up with someone who's good looking. See, that is the way the world shows what kind of love is. And that's why we need to ask single people today, why do you want to have a relationship? And why don't you want to have a relationship? Kaya nga kahapon po, meron po tayong seminar. Alright, we asked Pastor Joe Bonifacio and his wife, Carla, the former Rica Paralejo, whom the Lord has totally changed. And no matter what the background is, no matter what our lives was, it's only God could restore. It's only God could make a big difference in our lives. They have a testimony to share. And last night, this place was full pack of single people. I didn't even bother to show up because we want single people to show up. Because there was a success of this, we're thinking of coming up with another seminar, Singlehood Part 2. How many of you would love to see that? So, alam nyo, yun na nga, there is what you call expectation and reality. Di ba? And some of your expectations isn't really, it's false expectation, it's false burden to know that what's happening today is totally different. Now, I want to show to you this next line. Mr. J. Adams, okay, said this, it was God himself who united a man and a woman in marriage. Marriage, therefore, is a divine institution, not a human one. Consequently, God, not man, has the right to define the terms of this institution. So this is very important for us to understand. Why? Because the Bible tells us that marriage is a profound mystery. Kaya kailangan po tayong tingnan kung sino po yung author, idea, initiator of the institution of marriage. Sabi ni Paul, marriage is a profound mystery. Imagine mo na lang, two different person, one who came from Venus, the other from Mars, living here on Earth, different personalities, different backgrounds, different likes, preferences, so on and so forth, would be together and live in that one house, that they will stick together and stay together for life. You know what? To me, it's not a mystery. It is impossible. Yet, Paul says, it's a mystery. Why mystery? Kasi nga, pag kami po nagkakasal, sinasabi namin dun sa kinakasal namin, this is a miracle of God's love. That God caused you to be together. It's a mystery of His love and the power of the Holy Spirit to join two lives as one. That's a mystery. And because of that, based on what Mr. Adams had mentioned, we could say and take a look and say that, number one, marriage is, based on God's terms, is exclusive and permanent. That is public, legal, binding commitment for life. Alam niyo po, it is exclusive. It is permanent. Only for one person, one man, woman, for life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Marriage is exclusive and it's permanent. Okay? And, you know, lots of young people today, they thought that marriage is just a piece of paper. They thought that it's just a contract. Oh yeah, let's get married. Yeah, but let's get this paper and let me sign it so for people to say that we're married. Listen to this. It's not just a contract and a paper. For you to be recognized as a married couple, listen to this. It's not about the paper. It's for life. It's not something that you crumple down and just throw it. No. A contract, the moment that you breach it, the moment that one party disagreed with what you agreed upon, you can get out of it. But for marriage, it's not. It's permanent. It's exclusive. I remember this person, they're not in this service. There's this two person that I'm about to marry them. And there was a moment that I spent time. So I want to know both of them. And guess what? 3 weeks before that wedding, they were into fighting. Nag-aaway. So okay lang naman sa akin, sure. And then, second week, gaaway na naman. And then 1 week, gaaway na naman sila big time. You know what I said? Okay, sabi ko, here's the deal. Sir, ma'am, why don't you do this? Why don't you pray? Let's all pray and ask the Lord if this is really His will. Because it's okay as you fight on and there is no truce, there's no peace that you keep on fighting, it's okay to call off for this wedding. And I just want to say this, it's okay not to get married and later on get married and realize that you married the wrong person. And so as a pastor, I'm telling you, I'm standing with you, it's okay, it's cool. Let me be involved with this. But can we pray if this really, the two of you are meant together? Guess what? We prayed. After 2 days, they came back and they said, Pastor, we realize, I'm sorry. The reason why we had this fight because of me. No, not you. It's because of me. Because last time it was both of you. You were trying to blame one another. Wow. Sabi ko, okay. So praise God. So are we going to call it off or what? Tuloy ang kasal, tuloy ang kasal. And listen to this. Marriage is permanent. It is exclusive. It's okay, single people, not to be married than to marry the wrong person. Can you say amen? Amen. You don't know what you're going, where you go. You don't know exactly what this marriage is about. If this is the right one, folks, you might end up regretting it. The Bible says, when we say, for better or worse, richer and poorer, till death do us part. There's no backing out. No matter what, there is no backing out. Can you say amen to that? That's why two opposite sex who confess their love for one another and stay in a house, it can't be done. You can't live together and stay in one room and stay in one bed. Question is, are you married? No. So what are you doing? Why are you staying in one place? That is not God's will. You are sinning because you only do that if you are married. Period. That's what the Bible says. God's the one who gives us these terms. It's not Victory Stand. In fact, Hebrews chapter 13 says, marriage be kept pure. We're going to talk about that more next Sunday. It's going to be exciting, I promise you that. But two persons, opposite sex, who confess their love together, they can't and should not stay together in one house. Only when they get married. Are you here with me? Having said that, number two goes, marriage is a covenant between God, man, and wife. Then the Lord God said in chapter 2 of verse 18, it is not good for the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they will or shall become one flesh. Ang galing po, yung ano pala, yung word palang helper or fit to be helper. It's a term that describes who God is. And in fact, listen to this, it's God's idea for man not to be single at the same way with woman. And so imagine this, God is a matchmaker. That's why I do believe there is a perfect man, woman, for you, perfect because it's for you, but that person is imperfect, I promise you. But the good thing about marriage is this, it's a covenant, not just with two people, but three people. That's why yung sinasabi natin 3-in-1, hindi ukape yun. Sa totoo lang, original yung 3-in-1, si God yun. Parang Trinity, di ba? Ganun din po yung marriage. Kaya nga yung picture natin about marriage is Christ's love for the church. And so the whole helper pala means, it's another word for, they get this analogy of a military term called reinforcement. I don't know, a few years ago, there is a film, there's a movie called Black Hawk Down. Black Hawk is a kind of helicopter being used in the military. And so this Black Hawk, during the time when the time of Clinton, they were in Somalia. There was this Black Hawk that was shot down. And the officer called for another Black Hawk to save those people who were in that chopper because the chopper crashed. And so the analogy of reinforcement, every time you hear it, is a picture of a husband and wife that whatever is lacking in a person, whether a man and a woman, the partner comes in for help. Galing. Yung po yung marriage at tinatawag, yung po yung husband and wife. So in other words, if you're husband and wife, whatever I lack, my wife comes in to help me. The same goes all the more with a woman and the man coming in to give that strength so that that weakness will become a strength for that partner. What a picture. Marriage is God's idea. He's the author of marriage. Kaya nga, there's hope in marriage. I want to say this once and for all. If you're married today and you're having a hard time with your marriage life, your marriage is on the rocks. There's disagreement, conflicts, major ones. I want to say this once and for all. Congratulations. You are normal people. If we hear people, all right, husband and wives fighting, wow, hallelujah, what a picture. That's a picture of a normal kind of life in marriage. It's cool to fight. It's okay to express your differences. Do you understand me? Why? Because there is hope, there's change, there's transformation that will take place if Christ is the center of that relationship, and He should be the center. Kaya nga 3-in-1. Why this marriage doesn't work? Because Christ is not involved. Whose idea is this? God. Who's the one who causes us to be married? God. And who's the one who's going to cause us to work? Of course, God should be there. That's why it's okay. When you hear people fight, all right, and say there's disagreement, guess what? You children, pray for your mom and dad. And try to be cool. God is in control. I remember a pastor approached me. Here's what he said. Sabi, Pastor Mark, alam mo, ang hirap maging pastor sa church namin. Ibang church. O sabi ko, bakit? Kasi nga, ang hirap, kailangan perfect kami ni Mrs. Kailangan di kami nag-aaway kasi di makapaniwala yung congregation ko na pag nag-aaway kami, parang grabe, na-condemn kami dahil alam nila na meron kami disagreement. Sabi ko talaga, alam mo, ayoko maging part ng church mo. We mean to say, if pastor and his wife would have disagreements, it's a big deal. Ba't di ba kami tao? Hello? That's why every Christian, Husband and wife, you have disagreement, you're in fight, guess what? Congratulations, you're normal. But there is hope. That's why we want to bring Christ there. He's the one who authored this relationship. He's the one who is the author of the institution of marriage. So he wants to be involved. And maybe it's time for you to lower your pride and break your pride and ask God to come in so that your marriage can work. Can you say amen? Imagine mystery. Profound mystery. Two different people. Paano mo pagsasamahin yan? Kaya kailangan si God nasa gitna. Hindi pwedeng mag-work yan. Kasi nga, with our sinful nature, selfish tayo. Imagine loving a stranger. Ako nagugulat ako sa asawa ko. Akala ko, kilala ko, tapos lang may mag... Asawa ko ba to? Eh, lalo na ako. Sabi ng mga anak ko, Dad, Mom, do you know Dad that way? Is Dad really like that? May mga biglang lalabas na situation. Na, ganun pala. And that's what love is. That sometimes it surprises you. That sometimes acceptance is really unconditional. Patience is there. If you get frustrated, that's your problem. God wants to deal that with you. If you got all these issues of anger and worry, that's the issue. Why don't you look unto God? Why don't you ask God to come in again to our marriages? Why? Because here's why. Because marriage is a picture or portrait of God's love for His bride, the church. Imagine we're so different. It's a profound mystery. As husband and wives, listen to this. We have different roles but the same calling. Total makaiba tayo. Sa opposite sex, sa sex nila, grabe, ibang-iba na. Sa function lalo, different functions but speaks of the same value. Wala hong hierarchy. Hindi yung, yeah, alam ko tayo leader, mga husbands. Pero it doesn't diminish or less the ladies, our wives, that they have nothing to say. Different personalities. Exactly. But the same goal. That's why, let me talk to the wives for a while. I hope my Rizal is here. Ephesians 5:22-24 says, wives, submit to your husbands. As to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body as himself, its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Number one, I want to go quickly for all the wives who's here today. Wives, please lovingly submit to Jesus. You will not submit to your husband only when you submit to the lordship and leadership of Christ. That's huge. And yet, husbands, you cannot demand and impose submission to your wife. You cannot put your hand like this and point to your wife and says, I demand you. The Bible says you submit to me. You don't do that. And you can't do that. Nobody tells you to do that. Now, I tell you, the Bible never demands and imposes. But I want to encourage the wives. Your priority is your relationship with God, not with the husband. Your security is not your husband. Your security is Christ. Are you here with me? The only way for you to submit to your husband is to lovingly submit to Christ as church submits to Jesus Christ. Secondly, acknowledge that God placed your husband in your life to lead you. It's so important. Loving leadership to our wives, listen to this, is there when you acknowledge and submit of the husband to Jesus. Kaya pag-pray nyo yung mga husbands nyo. Pag-pray nyo sila. No matter what, we're not perfect people. But we need your prayers. But you will only do this if you acknowledge Christ as Lord. Importante yung walk natin kay God. Importante yung relationship nyo kay God. Importante kayo mga wives, nag-grow din kayo kay Lord. But will you only accept the fact that there's a leader in the house because of your relationship with God? Hindi nyo maintindihan to eh. Last but not the least. Verse 33, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let wife see that she respects her husband. Last, wives, you got to respect your husband at all costs. You know the word respect? You know what it means? It means to notice. Alam niyo ba yung notice? Baka mami, hindi niyo na nanonotice yung pagdating ni nung husband. Biglang iinit ang ulo mo. Biglang para sama-sama ng itsura mo. And you don't notice anymore. Not only the notice, but have a high regard, honor, prefer or defer to. Respect also means to encourage, love, and admire. That you need to respect your husband in mind, heart, and your life. That's why I'm grateful for my wife. My wife would defer always to me, especially when it comes to my kids. She would ask my kids, "Have you talked to daddy? Whatever daddy says, have you talked to daddy about this? You got to talk to daddy first." I appreciate my wife with that. My wife will always defer to me. She asked this decision, but honey, what do you think? It's not a console, but out of the respect and submission, she is like that. She would defer. She would honor me. Even I feel like, parang nagulang ako, but still, she has not changed. I remember this lady. Totally different from the husband. It so happened that this lady is more spiritual than the husband. And here's what she said, "Whatever my husband's decision, I'll stick with him. Even though deep within me, I would not agree, but out of my submission to the Lord Jesus Christ, that this husband of mine is my leader, whatever he decides on, I will submit, I will follow, even though this lady disagrees." I said, wow. That's what submission is. Because she knows if she does that, she is actually submitting to Christ. That's why all you single people, you don't marry a coward. You don't marry an unbeliever. You don't marry a jerk. Good looking on the outside, but deep within, you will marry someone who will encourage you. You will marry someone who will not just love you, but who will lead you. There was one lady who texted me, "Oh, really? He wanted me? He needs to man up." And I say, amen to that. If the guy cannot man up and lead you, forget it. Even though that person is even a Christian. Why? Because we care for you. It's just like telling my daughter, "Honey, don't marry a jerk. Not even a Christian. He needs to be a disciple." E paano yan? Paano ka ililid niya? Hindi nga malid yung sarili niya eh. Kaya nga, for you, husband, hear me out. All right? There is hope. Here's what the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. "Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her." You want to love your wife? You got to love her sacrificially, just like Jesus sacrificed his own life for the church. Even though we're tired and weary, you cannot give an excuse. "I cannot do this. Pagod na ako eh. Pagbigyan mo naman ako. Nagtatrabaho kanina pang umaga eh. Hindi na ako makasa. Hindi pa ako makain eh." That's not loving your wife sacrificially. That's not being nice. That's not being compassionate and considerate to your wives. This is huge. So husband, love her sacrificially. The Bible says Christ loved the church as he gave himself up for her. Secondly, you got to lead her to Christ's likeness. If you love your wife, lead her spiritually. Sabi po ng Bible sa verse 26, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. With the God's word, so that he might present a church, present our brides, our wives, just like a church, with splendor, without spot, wrinkle, any such thing, that she might be holy without blemish. Importante po yan. Na tayo mga lalaki, tayo mga husband, should lead and should be the one who create that atmosphere, the thermostat in our own house. And guess what? You cannot fake it. Your kids can see it. You want a marriage that pleases God, that Christ is the center? Love your wife. Lead your wife to Christ-likeness. And part of that is number three, cultivate her daily. My responsibility is to nourish and cherish my wife. If I do that, then God is pleased. And God will help me in spite of all many responsibilities that I have. God cares for our welfare. He wants to be involved in our marriages. And so listen, you are the only one who's responsible for your own wife. No one else will. Your wife should be your best friend, your teammate. And she is not your enemy. Can all the wives say amen to that? No, honestly. Boy ka pa, husband, ha? Sigurado ka, gusto mo tong church na to, ha? Then swallow your pride. Let me tell you this. Don't you worry. I preach also to myself. All the more. Be pastor, challenge one another. Kaya nga yung mga couple seminar natin, marriage seminar, hindi nyo pinapalagpas yan. Nakailang marriage seminar na kami. Paminsan taas na nga, we believe God for the cause. Bakit? It's an investment. And God will come through. It's not a matter of paying to the tuition fee of our kids. I need to make an investment for my marriage. I need to make an investment towards my wife. I'll have her for life. And so that's huge. Having said that, I want you to understand, selfless marriage is a result of Christ's selfless love to us, his bride. That's why my prayer is that we will have a revelation of Christ's love for us. We will never understand this unless we experience it. You will never understand the magnitude. Si Lord kasi hindi nag-condemn. Si Lord nagko-convict, nililid niya tayo sa Kanya. Kaya nga big deal sa atin po ito. Dahil I have my kids and the next generation. And the next and the coming generation will always point back to the time, who's my grandfather? Where does Christianity starts? We got to do this right for the glory and the honor of Christ. We can all do this. You know why? Here's why. If Galatians 2:20, something that we live for, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ loved me. He gave himself for me. Therefore, because of what he did for me, I'm crucified to him. The life that I live now, it's not about me anymore. It's about what he wants. It's about how I live this life of love based on what Christ did for me. Selfless marriage is a result of Christ's selfless love to us, his bride. As we end, I want to show you another slide that says, I always thought love was shaped like a heart, but it's actually like a cross. I want to take this moment for you to look at this and ask God, this world in our lifetime and the next would say, when you talk about love, it's about red, it's about the heart. No, it isn't. The picture of love is not a heart, but its shape is the cross. That's what selflessness is about. That's what sacrificial love is. It's about us carrying Christ's cross. And that's why we are crucified. To love the unlovable. To love the indifference. The imperfection of our spouses. God wants our marriages to work. And that is his promise. Why? Because he is part of the covenant. The covenant is me, my spouse, and Christ at the center of our marriages. Can you say amen? Let's bow our heads right now. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come to you today knowing that truly it's less of us and more of you. Lord, I want to ask for every husband in the house to understand the revelation of what spiritual leadership, of what loving kindness is. Can I ask all the husbands who are here today? If you're a husband, or maybe also a single parent, whatever age you're into, you're a husband, can you please stand up where you are? Lahat po nung mga kalakihan na may asawa, can you please stand up? I want to pray for us today. We always desire to see our nation change. If you want to see change happening to the nation, it starts from the family. And it starts with you. And guess what? I'm not talking about what you've done in the past. I'm not talking about all the issues that you have. I'm talking to you right now as a man. Can you look at me eyeball to eyeball, please? It's time for you to be a man. It's time for you to be a leader. To be responsible. Whatever happens to the family, number one, you hold accountable to God. And I'm asking you, nobody will tell you this, my friends. No one. I don't know you. You don't know me. But this is my job, to make sure that you understand your role. You want to see change happening in the nation? It starts from you. It starts from how you lead your wife. How you lead your children. If you really mean business, humble yourself. Take responsibility. Why? Because you're a man. You are a leader. You're the man in charge in the house. And so I'm asking you right now, whatever spiritual condition you are, I challenge you to grow up. I challenge you to be the man of the house and take leadership. Can I pray for you? Just bow our heads. Lord, I commit, include myself. Spare this man from whatever temptation, whatever they're facing right now. You know who they are. I pray that they would learn how to humble themselves, learn how to lead their family spiritually. We will only love our spouses based on how you love us. May we love our spouses unconditionally, selflessly. And Lord, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, you are a helper. You help these men to be the men that they are, that you call them to lead, to love their wives faithfully, unconditionally. Lord, may breakthroughs come forth in their marriages, in their families, in the name of Jesus, that they'll be disciples, they'll be leaders. So may your will be done. Thank you for everyone who's here today. May I declare manhood. May I declare leadership to be stirred in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless this man. Bless the leaders in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take your seats. I want to pray for the wives. If you're a single parent and you're a wife, can you please stand up where you are? I hope my wife is here. She prayed for all the wives. But if you're, please stand up where you are. I just want to pray. I just want to commit you before the Lord. I just want to pray for you. Is that okay? Panginoon, maraming salamat sa bawat babae, may asawa, Lord. These women, they are special to you. They are not second rate. They're not second level of their leadership. They are our support. They are our helper. Without our wives, we are nobody. And Lord, we're grateful for giving these women to us. Whatever backgrounds, whatever differences, whatever issues, personalities, Lord, I thank you that you're a God who would grant us hope and faith, that, Lord, you'll cause them, Lord God, to be gentle, quiet in the spirit, and strong will in their hearts, Lord, that they will follow you and they will look up to you. So, Father, I pray that let your hand be upon them. I pray for peace and joy and renewed passion, Lord God, with their spouses wherever they are. may not be, Lord God, familiar with their spouses, but Lord God, you stir up that passion once again. And so, Father, I speak blessing over the wives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for who they are, that they're playing a specific, special role in their family. And so I pray for breakthrough. I pray for breakthrough in their relationship with their husbands. I pray, Father God, that their lives will never be the same again. So bless these wives in the name of Jesus. I pray for forgiveness. I pray for grace. I pray for understanding, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will hear their heart's desire. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. I speak blessing upon every wife. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's give them a big round of applause. I still have one more to pray, and we're all going to be dismissed. I want to pray for all the single people, whether you're a student, okay, single man and single woman, all right? I want to pray. You know what? Listen to this. God wants to be involved. He's a matchmaker. If you are in a relationship with someone, first ask the question, is it worth it? Is that person a follower of Jesus? Can that person lead you? Do you see that person as the one that God has anointed to be your future partner in life? If not, it's not worth it. There's someone out there for you. Why? Because this is always a package deal. You're not just saved for the sake of being saved. And I want to say it once and for all, once again. It's better not to be married than for you to marry the wrong person. Especially if that person is not a Christian. Maybe even a Christian, but not your values. But my prayer is that you will know God's perfect will. It is sure, it is good, it is perfect. And God is on your side. All single people, raise up your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you. They may missed the seminar last night, but yet, Lord, thank you that you live in every heart of the single people, Lord. I pray for a vision. Give them a vision, Lord God, of what godly marriage is, that they will find not a soulmate, but they find what you intend for us to be with the rest of our lives. The right partner, the right godly partner who would love them, lead them, and at the same time, Lord God, you'll be a helper for them. Marami po salamat. For every person who's here today, we want to honor you, Lord. Thank you for the great future ahead of this people. Bless them. I pray, Lord God, that they will wait for the right person. We give you glory for their lives. In Jesus' name. And everyone would say, amen.